I've been asked what's the biggest mistake I've made in the lawn care business. I've also been asked what the biggest regret I have is. I don't really have too many regrets. I've mentioned a few things that were mistakes. Those, I suppose, would be regrets. I think one of my bigger regrets that I would have, which is a mistake, might have been early in the business focusing on the wrong goal. My initial goal when I started business was to have 1,000 full maintenance residential and commercial clients. That was my goal day one. That's what I wanted to achieve. And we achieved it, and we hit it on time. But it was really my focus, and I made some dumb decisions. They weren't too big, they weren't too bad, but I made some dumb decisions based on trying to hit the 1,000 client mark. Rather than sometimes focusing on selling more work back to existing clients, I'd focus more on getting another new client. When a client wasn't paying their bill, I would think to myself, wow, I don't want to cancel this client. That's going to mean one more client I've got to get to hit my 1,000 clients. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's kind of what went on in my head. So I had made up this number of I want 1,000 clients. I once did consulting for a client, and I noticed they had a goal of having 150 employees. And I thought, wow, what a horrible goal to have, 150 employees. I mean, the last thing I want is a bunch of employees. And I realized that it probably represented some certain amount of consulting that was taking place, because each employee probably produced some certain amount of revenue and some amount, contributed some amount of net profit to the bottom line. So I understand the concept behind it. It was very much like my goal of having 1,000 employees. But today I really would prefer to have goals of, I'd rather have this net profit, or I would rather have achieved this kind of response rate from my marketing, and I'm getting this much marketing out into the marketplace. I would rather have niched myself in this market. I would have a goal of expanding into a new service area, and I'm achieving a certain amount of gross and net revenue off that business. You know, those are my goals. I do have a goal now of 5,000 residential and commercial clients, and we will hit that goal. That's my new goal. But I will not sacrifice net profit to achieve that goal. So I think my regret would be that initially I focused too much on a large client account and not enough on the net profit. Now, we completely cleared it up, but it was a mistake we made. In another business that I was involved with, where we had exceeded the $10 million per year mark in revenue, we were very focused on getting to the $10 million in revenue mark, and then the 15 and moving on from there. We were very focused on having a very big gross revenue number. Now, we made lots of profit in that business, but had we been more focused on profit and more focused on job costing the individual accounts, we would have been a better company. We could have probably been 70% of the size and made the same amount of revenue. So those are some regrets that I have. And so those are hopefully helpful to you, and just really encourage you to focus on net profit above all else, and really focus on selling as much to each client that you have versus just trying to have a large client account. Really get every dollar you can out of every client you've got, because it's a whole lot cheaper to sell more to your existing clients than it is to go find more clients. So that would be one of my bigger regrets.